Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Wednesday. We'll hear from Brian Gutekunst later this afternoon for the first time since training camp of last year, which is crazy to think. But I haven't heard from Brian in a hot minute. Love to get his thoughts and feelings on everything transpiring throughout the season, the early exit from the playoffs, and whatever's going to be going on with his quarterback. We'll hear from Gutekunst. I believe it's 1 Eastern, noon Central. And for those of you, I've gotten a few people on Twitter and in my inbox asking me to ask Brian things. There is no Zoom availability for this afternoon, so it is only people in the room in the media auditorium. So I will not be asking any questions of Brian Gutekunst. Maybe next week at the Combine, but for this afternoon session, I will not be participating. I'll be watching as an observer, just like all of you. The other piece of news this morning, obviously, is the headline from Field Yates putting it out there that the Packers have restructured Kenny Clark's contract, opening up a little north of $10 million worth of cap space. This is something that was expected. It's not really a surprise, but it is the start of Operation Kick the Can for the offseason, creating space, getting under the cap. The deadline to do so, obviously, is March 16th, which is the start of the new league year, when the Packers' top 51 contracts will count towards the salary cap, and they will need to be under it. So that process has begun with the restructuring of Kenny Clark. And the Packers signed a kicker, a guy who spent his rookie year on the practice squad of the Raiders. Have to think he probably knows Bisaccio well, and he knows him. So those are your headlines. Good morning to everybody in the comment section. Robin, Gary, AZ Atheist, what's up, man? How you doing? Jeff, I went from 75 in Scottsdale to 12 in Holm. Ouch. That's a shift, man. It's a overcast but nice day here in New York City. TKM, you're at your post. That's good to see, buddy. Ken Dog, what's up, man? How are you doing? Ben, comment of the morning so far. Looking good today, dude. Don't care what they say about you. Thanks, brother. That's nice of you to say. Steve, greetings from California. Greetings from New York. I hope you're doing well. Go Pack Go from Virginia. What's up, Lloyd? Go Pack Go from New York City. I hope you're well. Will anyone ask Goody if he's done a cleanse lately? I'm sure someone will jokingly reference it in a probably really cringe manner, but I'm sure it will happen. I have no doubt. What else we got? Nags is going to do a cleanse. No. Good day from London. What's up, Dale? Good day from New York City. I hope you're well. Somebody asked about Spoon's report. It was Brad. As per Tom Silverstein, apparently the Packers haven't had any contract talks with Adams since the season ended. Are they just going to tag him to force him to the table with some leverage? I wouldn't put it like that. I mean, I'm not surprised that they haven't spoken or had any contract talks. There's no deadline to do so yet. As I said in my video yesterday about Aaron Rodgers, I think March 8th is your date to circle for a lot of this to come to a head. But as I think I talked about in that video, or I know I've talked about here on Packers Daily, don't forget, you know, remember when we all thought Aaron Jones was out the door, and then they got, you know, a deal done essentially within 24 hours. I'm not saying that they're going to leave it last second like that with Adams, but you know, there's a ways to go yet, and there's no rush. There's no need to get to the table anytime soon. You know, given that the combine is next week, I would suspect, you know, everybody's in the same city within basically 6 blocks of each other. You can bet that Adams representatives and the Packers people will meet at some point and have some kind of preliminary talk. Now, the tag is there. It is a tool they can utilize. They have rarely done so, if ever, but it is something that they can say, yeah, if we can't work this out, we're definitely going to put the tag on your client. No player really wants that, especially a player of Devontae's caliber, but it's part of the puzzle. You can't ignore it. So to that report, I'm not surprised at all. There's really no urgency yet. Now check back on March 6th. Then we'll see where things are at. What else we got, folks? Unculture Barbarian, what's up, man? Haven't seen you in a minute. Hope you're doing well. Morning, Nags. The rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. This morning's jam is I Don't Care Anymore by Phil Collins. Pappies. Oh, that's a great driving song. That is a great song to like put the windows down, let the wind whip through your hair and on your face, and you blast those drums. I don't care anymore. That's a great track. I love that song. Andy, safety a sneaky draft need? Yeah, I don't even know if you call it sneaky. It's definitely a need. I mean, I think Henry Black did yeoman's work. I think, you know, he did what he could, so to speak, but they got to find a better option there at the third safety spot. And the way they utilized a lot of those three safety packages, it's not so much that it's a, you know, a part of their base. I wouldn't go that far, but they certainly utilized that package quite a bit. And that third safety has got to be able to hold up their end of the bargain. And I thought Black and a few others kind of got maybe not take advantage of, but they certainly weren't. They didn't play up to the standard that was necessary. So I think they'll obviously bring him back, keep developing him and some others. But yeah, I think I would not be surprised to see maybe not at 28, but certainly on day two, even, you know, if the board falls a certain way, even at 28, I wouldn't be that surprised. But I wouldn't even go so far as to call it sneaky. I would say, yeah, it's a need. There's no doubt about it. Now, where does it fall on the priority scale positionally? You can quibble with that forever. I do think part of it is how the board falls and where the prospects end up in relation to what they feel is a need and the value of the player in whatever, you know, spot they're picking. I wouldn't be surprised if they get out of this draft with a safety at some point. Pat, thanks for the super chat. Where do people even find the time to care who's in Aaron Rodgers' house? I don't know, Pat. I literally turned off McAfee yesterday right from the top when he said, there's going to be no news about a decision. And I was done. And look, and I've seen some people in the comments here talking about like, oh, it was so boring, whatever. Man, like, look, that's why I turned it off, because I figured it probably would be. But there are people, lots of people who are interested in what Aaron is doing in his off time, the cleanse, whatever, you know, all this stuff, like there's interest. So yeah, Aaron knows this and Pat knows this, and they're going to have their chat and have 100,000 people tuning in yesterday. So, I mean, if that floats your boat and you're into it, cool, man. I don't care myself. I just want to know if he's playing football. And he said he wasn't going to tell us yesterday, so I bowed out. John, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. March 8th, that's at least 14 more days for hashtag puppy fun. Yeah, Olive was on pins and needles yesterday. She actually watched that first part of the Pat McAfee show, because she thought Aaron was going to say he was coming back and she was going to rub it in my face. But her victory celebration is going to have to wait. Vex, thanks for the super chat. How does the front office watch the 2010 Super Bowl run and undervalue defense so much for so long? The defense was pivotal in all of those playoff games. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's a very sweeping generalization. How can you sit there and say they undervalue defense with how many first-round picks did they use on the defensive side of the ball? A whole lot. You know, it's not their fault that they were picking in the low 20s every single fucking year. I pretty much categorically push back against that, Vex. I understand what you're saying, but you know, it's not like they haven't poured resources into that side of the ball for a decade. Maybe not the right resources, maybe the selections haven't been as good as possible, blah blah blah, but it's not like they've been ignoring it. It's not like it's a stepchild. But again, you go back to what Brady Papinga said, and we can only take him at his word, that when, you know, Ted cut him, he said, we're going to build around Aaron Rodgers and we're just going to outscore everybody. And that was the thinking. Everybody remembers that Sports Illustrated cover and all those weapons, et cetera. You know, after their Super Bowl run, they thought, yeah, and especially the next season going 15-1, having a record setting offense, that was the way forward. And the league was kind of set up that way back then. But things here, if so, is this maneuvering just more can kicking? There is a big cap increase coming somewhat next year. The huge jump will probably be in 2024 from the new media deals. Don't make no mistake. They are kicking cans. Anytime you see void years added onto a contract, that bill comes due eventually, and will so for the Packers. So kind of both, Jeff. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. That interview yesterday was like listening to Charlie Brown's teacher and R2-D2 discuss the Pythagorean theorem. There's a lot going on in that super chat, Marshall. I don't know, man. What's that, ma'am? This principal's office, ma'am? Yes, ma'am. Dawson, thanks for the super chat. You and your full head of non-gray hair show off. I told my girls, man, they were supposed to give me silver hair. I was looking forward to that. It hasn't materialized, unfortunately. Pacdat, thanks for the super chat. Seems like the front office has done everything they can to accommodate Rodgers and mend fences. Feels like his decision to continue to play or retire is mainly based on his personal life. I think that's probably fair. It all comes down to Aaron and his decision, and whatever those drivers may be, we'll probably never really know. It's a personal decision, even though he keeps, you know, alluding to things and talking about it in certain places, blah, blah, blah. It is a personal decision, and I respect that. But yeah, you are absolutely right that the Packers have clearly done everything they can and are continuing to do everything they can to get him back for at least one more year, if not a few. So just got to wait, see what happens. Unculture, what's up, man? I really don't care about Aaron's decision, but it would be great if Olive got herself a puppy out of this. Pappies and puppy fun. I'm down with it. Olive definitely agrees with you. I'll say that. Brett, thanks for the super chat. If cut, I always wanted to see Adam Thielen in Green Bay. Ooh, is that a thing? Are they talking about cutting him? That'd be incredible. I don't know if the Packers have the money. Probably no shot in hell, but man, I would love Adam Thielen in green and gold. I know he's friendly with LaFleur. So maybe. Oh, dude, that would be awesome. Opposite Adams? Are you kidding me? But that really does sound like fantasy football. Moises, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, just curious, how screwed are we due to salary cap restrictions? Is a rebuild really coming? And when do you think that will start? They got some maneuvering to do to get under the cap. There's no doubt about it. And they have clearly made the decision to try and ride Rodgers as long as they possibly can. When will the rebuild start? Whenever Aaron Rodgers is done, coupled with wherever Jordan Love is, as far as his contract goes, do they turn to Jordan? Are they sold on him eventually? I would say the next 2 or 3 years will probably be, if they stick with Rodgers, you know, probably 2 or 3 years, they'll be the Saints, given the trajectory they're on right now. Now, the big difference, of course, is the Saints rode Sean Payton as long as possible. The Packers switched out with their superstar quarterback. They have a new young head coach. So I think the transition will be very different than it will be in New Orleans. But it will be a challenge. It will be a major challenge. Of that, there is no doubt. Big Cheese, what's up, man? Morning, Nags. Fair to say we could see more moves like the one with Kenny Clark? Oh, yeah. I would suspect Bakhtiari will probably get another restructure. Even after, I know he did it last year. I think he'll probably get another one. I think you'll see some extensions. Hopefully Jair gets extended and brings down his cap hit. But yes, there will be a number of moves and accounting tricks, so to speak. Eric, thanks for the morning timeline cleanse. Oh, man. Why did Rodgers have to put that in everyone's brains now? I mean, good Lord. My God, I can't even imagine. Nagler and Banky on McAfee, book it. Never going to happen. But I'd love it. Ty Schmidt and I have talked about doing something like having him on Cheesehead TV at some point. So hopefully next week when I'm in Indy, I can talk to him about it. What is Rodgers' deal with eyeing Adams all game long? Do you think our offense's problem is Rodgers? I believe so. Woo, that's a can of worms, right? Look, I've said all along, because this has been a narrative for years now, right, that it's understandable when you've got a guy as good as Davante Adams that you want to get him the ball and that he is usually your first read, and that when you're making your reads and Adams is open because he's Adams and he's good, you're going to throw him the ball a lot. And he's going to be the first read in a lot of plays. Where I kind of come down and where I find the issue is like how efficient the offense can be and we've seen it be when Adams isn't in there. You know, it's not happenstance that they're 7-0 when Devontae misses time. And Rodgers is forced to spread the ball around. And we've talked about it here before. The same thing happened with Brett when Sterling Sharp went down. He stopped forcing it to Sterling, spread it out, and the offense got better. I 100% believe the offense would be better if it wasn't so Devontae-centric. And that's not to take anything away from Devontae or anything away from Aaron. They are both supreme talents, and I totally get it. I get why Aaron wants to feed Devontae. I think the Packers would be better served if they did a little less of it. That's just me. It's just something I'm into. I miss Packer Man. Mike, I'm going to be seeing Packer Man this afternoon. I'll be in the studio. I'm going to be doing some stuff in the studio, and I'm going to be doing the Patreon happy hour from the podcast room. So, Patreon members, don't forget, tonight, the information for the Patreon happy hour is on the Patreon page. It's tonight at 5:30. Not 5, not 6, 5:30 Eastern. So be there or be square. And speaking of Patreon, if you haven't seen it, my latest Shameless podcast, Shameless Packers podcast, the latest episode went up last night. It's on the Patreon page. It's available exclusively for Patreon members. It's a great, fun conversation with Rich Eisen talking about Rodgers' watch and memories of Favre watch and similarities and differences, etc., as well as stuff, you know, obviously lots about the Packers and the NFL, the playoffs, the draft, the combine, all sorts of fun. So if you're a Patreon member, make sure you check that out. Rich was incredibly generous with his time. He's always a good dude. Better Jeff, Janice, or Query? Now, here we go. Here's some tough stuff right here. I got to go with Query. Love me, Janice. Of course, he's in Packers lore forever with the huge receptions down in Arizona, but I got to go with Query on that one, if for no other reason than the mullet. What else we got here? What else we got? Bryson, thanks for the super chat. Most excited for Yosh's development at right tackle and what Amari does in camp. Also good to know QB1. QB1's hole is spotless. I'm not going to read that. Yosh, is he going to play right tackle? I mean, that's something I think probably Brian will get asked about today, but I mean, he's been exclusively at left tackle. And I know the idea would probably be, okay, just let or cut Billy Turner and move Yosh, but it's not always that simple. But yeah, it's a possibility, I guess. Also, do they cut Billy and keep Dennis Kelly and re-sign him? He was on a one-year deal. He played extremely well at right tackle. So well, in fact, that they kept him at right tackle for the playoff game and forced Billy Turner over to left tackle, where he hadn't played in like a year and probably contributed to the loss. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. They outthought themselves on that one. Packdat, thanks for the super chat. Do you see the Packers using a premium pick on O-line this draft? Also, what do you think the starting O-line will be week one? Oh, man, I don't know about week one. Can we get past the combine? But do I see, again, I think it would depend on how the draft falls, the board falls. I would think probably not, but you never know. But their kind of, you know, MO has been those day three guys that they like to, you know, coach up and usually find an athletic tackle that they can put in at guard. That's been something they've done for over a decade now, you know, definitely worked under Thompson, and early returns are really good under Brian. So, but again, if the value is there, if there's a guy they have, say, as a top tier dude who falls to 28, sure, absolutely. But that's a big if, right? And that also, it depends on what their grading is. We have no idea what that might be. Like, it's always the case of like the draft industrial complex decides that this guy is the guy. And if you take anyone else, it's fucking stupidity, even though, you know, we have no idea what their grading criteria are, what they're looking for in a prospect, etc. So, but yeah, I think it's possible. Trevor, do you miss doing these lives from the sidelines like from a couple years ago? No, not really. This is a lot more comfortable. Although I will say it was fun when Pete and I were doing them on the beat, and then like Rodgers or Cobb or somebody would do like a photo bomb. That was kind of fun, but no, not really. I mean, that was really, I mean, I don't know. It was fun. I love doing it with Pete, but this is a lot more comfortable. What else we got? Chris, thanks for the super chat. If you look at games like a few years ago in Dallas when we went up 21-3 very early, Rodgers was hitting five different receivers on every drive. Just seems more effective that way. Undefeated without Tay for a reason. Very much agreed. Very much agreed. And a big key to that game too, Chris, and I think for a lot of these games where Devontae has been out, is the use of the running back in the passing game. You know, think about the Atlanta game 2 years ago, you know, when we had both Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams catching things downfield as receivers, you know, the utilization of Bobby Tonyan in that game. It's like things just open up. And it's not to say it's easy, not to say it's automatic, but it just helps on the offensive side of the ball. I'm with you, man. Did it again. Alex, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. When do I read news from Goots Presser on Twitter? 1 Eastern, noon Central, and I don't know what that converts to in your time, but 1 o'clock Eastern is when he's slated to talk. Big Cheese, thanks for the super chat. If the Packers can't sign Campbell for some reason, I would love for them to draft Leo Chennell. Not because he's from UW, but he's a really good tackler. Could always use really good tacklers, right? I'm down with it. And who knows? I don't know how Brian feels about guys from UW. We know Ted always shied away from it. But I don't think Brian has the same hesitations. But we'll see. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day. Patreon members, I'll see you at the happy hour tonight. In the meantime, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.